Wine lovers, your favorite white or red could be about to shoot up in price because on top of the trade war between the U.S. and China, there have been a series of tariffs, some already imposed, some just proposed, on European wine. In October, the U.S. imposed a 25% tariff on some wines from France, Germany, Spain, and the U.K. And now the Wall Street Journal reports there are proposed tariffs on things like French sparkling wine and nearly all wine from Europe. And all of this doesn't just affect vineyards across the pond. In fact, the Arizona wine world is speaking out against these proposed tariffs. And our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with Chris Poth here, president of the Arizona Wine Growers Association, more about why.
We all work through a three-tier system. So I make about 3,500 cases of wine. And I'd say about 30% of that I sell through a distribution channel in Arizona. And these are, young men that are really awesome. And 55% of their business is importing and selling European wines. Hmm. So I would be affected in the terms of they might actually lose their business if half of it is cut by these tariffs. So these are relationships. That's just the start and the easiest one to point out.
Yeah.
But if we were talking about the restaurants that serve our wine, the shops that serve our wine, there's implication that go from the top of that channel all the way down to the bottom.
There are also national implications, right, in terms of other winemaking regions in the country sort of flooding the U.S. market as opposed to selling them abroad.
Yeah, I mean, so relationships in wine are long and slow. So there's the idea that anyone who's importing usually gets some kind of allocation, and those allocations grow yearly depending on the relationships that are built. So the Chinese market is huge right now, and if we cut our relationships to, say, French wine, it'll go straight to China. There's mm-hmm. no reason it shouldn't. So those relationships are killed. So if you think that's the same with the American market, California, who makes a great deal of wine, has a small European market. I would imagine that not only will they be implicated with some kind of reversal tariff, but also they'll be trying to figure out a way to move those wines that otherwise might have been exported. Not to mention the channels that we work with when we go national with our brands are the same as the small distributor that I work with in Arizona. Mm-hmm. So many of these businesses will go under because they rely so heavily on the import-export business piece of their distribution model.
So what are you hearing from fellow winemakers in the state, from some of the people on that distribution chain? Are people really worried?
They're very worried. I just spoke to a friend of mine who does a bunch of importing. And, in October, the start of these tariffs, there was a 25% tariff enacted. And she's already been doing the numbers from October to the beginning of this year and notices a 40% decrease in her sales, her ability. And some of that is just the importers that she works with being cautious about what's to come in the future. So they're not buying as much wine, so she can't get her hands on the wine. And you can just see the starting of the ending of relationships that are really long term.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's the consumer in all of this, the wine drinkers, the people like me who love Arizona wine.
Right.
How would the prices go up for us?
So I would imagine that the margins would change, because if people are trying to stay in business and 50% of what they were doing is suddenly gone to them, they're going to have to, up the cost of what they're getting from us. So that will happen to all of us in the chain. So the consumer at the end will get a bottle of wine that, there's already argument of Arizona wine being a little bit overpriced. So suddenly you're seeing it even more overpriced. And then there's this other argument that I think about a lot, which is the American palate has just really begun to grow and change.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want to do to a palate that's shifting towards positivity and open-mindedness is remove its ability to explore other regions. I mean, the more people drink European wines, the more their minds are open to the idea of terroir, and then they get more excited about the wines that are coming from their local area.
And like you're saying, so Arizona wine in particular is just sort of getting off the ground in a lot of ways. Like, it's this industry that's been building and building and building, but it's mm-hmm. finally getting some national recognition and really getting out there in a real way. Will this stymie that growth? Will this really affect the industry as a whole in the state?
I would imagine it will affect us greatly, especially any of the brands that are growing to the ability to do national distribution, just because the chains will be broken. So they will have a harder time finding that small distributor that will help them get into Oregon, California, New York. And also, you know, there's an argument that domestic wine and cheese could, you know, take the place of all the imports. But I think that most of these commodity, slow, handmade products take a very long time to produce. Even, you know, putting, if we wanted to put vines into the ground to make up for the loss of that wine, it takes 4 years to even pull fruit off of a vineyard, let alone grow the production facility. And then we can start talking about tariffs that are happening on glass. And you start to see that our industry is already having a hard time with the idea of tariffs. We've seen our glass prices shift if we're getting Chinese glass. So we're already absorbing great tariff problems. Mm-hmm. And if we add this kind of thing, I think that it really just kind of hampers any kind of growth that was really the start of a beautiful emerging culture.
So you're now in charge of the Arizona Wine Growers Association. What are you and other associations like yours around the country doing right now to try to affect this?
Well, the first thing we do is reach out to our membership and just get letters and people to weigh in. But, you know, the next thing we do is look to our state legislators and our senators. So we're actually meeting with Martha McSally's group and Kyrsten Sinema's group to hopefully get them to make sure that they're backing us and paying attention to this, to understand that there's impact on small businesses, that there's, you know, 90,000 direct wine and spirit wholesale jobs in the United States, and that there's so many people that depend on the production, distribution, and sale of wine and spirits, and that it's a small burgeoning piece of what is their beautiful landscape.
Yeah. All right. That is Chris Potier, president of the Arizona Wine Growers Association and also the co-owner of Chateau Tumbleweed. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate the time.